Let me forget the moment. I think I can get some of these pieces over here. I want to get that 90 degree angular flight line around this boulder too. Bob, the more I look at this thing, yeah, here's the piece that fell off. Here's the piece that was knocked off up there.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, bring a big piece of that on. That's obvious. This is obvious.
How about this one up here?
Take your picture. I think we can just lift that off. See that?
Yeah, bye.
I better get. I'll get a locator from here.
Okay. I try to get my down sun, but I'm afraid of.
You may be down sun if you do.
We'll get some. You get it?
Yeah, will I come off?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throw it in my bag. It's broken, but it's in place. That's a nice big piece, too. That's about the size of a.
Why don't you put it in mine? I can't get it.
Okay.
Yet.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Don't move. Okay, Bob, there's a big spar lying on the ground here that has been knocked off up there from right on top of the boulder. And I tell you, the more I look at this, the south half of this boulder, the more heterogeneous and textured it looks. It looks as if it may be either a recrystallized breccia of some kind, or you had a, magma catch up an awful lot of inclusions. I guess I prefer the latter explanation. Because of the extreme vesicularity of the rock.
Okay, very interesting.
Now, a few of the inclusions are, they're all sub-rounded, derounded, and a few of them are very light colored. I'm gonna,
I'm coming around a corner with a flashlight.
Are you gonna do it down?
Okay.
Yeah, I got that. Well, you know, I ought to get one shot back here with a black and white. I'll get this app black and white.
Okay.
If we could get, I think we ought to pick up a piece of that spall there by the.
I can break it, Nolan. I can break it off.
Well,
the
top, there's one right by the Nolan there we can just pick up. It's a finer grain vesicular rock than. Wait, we're on. Jeez.
Oh.
I thought I was going to get this half. Okay. I don't care.
I started down, Jack.
Well, they like to have some of it black and white.
I'll get that rock.
I forgot to look at the objectives of the station. I hope we're meeting them. Well, we want to get 500 to that boulder track. I know I want to get that. Okay, a piece of that spall rock. Well, we're sitting by the Nolan. Ooh, watch out, Nolan. How about that? Is in, bag 535.
You got one in there, Ari?
Yes.
Okay, we copy that one, Jack.
You won't be able to reach You won't be able to reach my bag,
no, if you can put it in mine. Can we get...
Looking at it. Bob, one of the light-colored inclusions looks like it may be an orthosite. Let me get my term straight. The host rock has dark enough bat tips that it's probably an orthocytic gabbro, if I didn't say that. Some of these light-colored inclusions have slightly lighter-colored glass, and they may be the gabbroic and orthocyte.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
This is like this one, and that. Some of those inclusions get to be bigger than the size of a baseball. There's one here, there's a couple up there.
Let me borrow your hammer.
Yeah. Jack, try a little higher. Get one right on it, right there. Right. Yeah. That's a hard rock.
No,
that's a hard rock.
You might be able to do it, I can't.
I can't get down there.
Okay. We need some of the soil outside the channel here.
Yep.
How about over where your bag went? Let's move around here to... I think there's some... Oops. Get on this slope over here. Okay. How about out over here? Are we supposed to get a... Where are we here? I don't know, I'd like to get... Now, when you face uphill, your camera faces down.
Say, we want to get a rake on the rim of that little crater down there, I guess.
Okay, and, 17, Roger, you were asking about objectives. Of course, the primary objective is documented samples of the blocks. And then also we'd like to get some of the rake and soil sample out in the surface, namely the rim crater there, if that's available. And one of the things, of course, we're looking for is a variety of rocks here. If there's more than just the one boulder, you can sample the boulder for a while, but we'd be interested in seeing if there's more than just the single type of rock. Probably also samples from both sides,
okay,
both halves of the rock. What we said this morning in terms of combining stations 6 and 7 to an hour and 20
minutes.
Come on
up here, Gino. Okay, you can.
And so it's sort of your option as to how much time you spend here and how much you go on to station 7 and spend. If you feel it's worthwhile, we could spend essentially all that hour and 20 minutes at this station. But if we did that, we'd like to get a fair variety of blocks
okay.
if they're available.
Okay. Gino, we sample some of the light colored green. Matter of fact, this block looks different.
Well, what is that
gray one? That's why I've been photographing it. What it is, I think...
It's a blue gray.
It's a big blue gray rock. Itself is crystalline, I believe. The inclusions are much more sharply defined, and it's non-vesicular, and it's included, or at least it's in contact with, the very vesicular... North acidic gabbro. Right up there. See that?
Yeah, the whole big one. I just,
you get some pictures of it?
As I bounced around here, I took pictures of it.
Look, we can get some of that light colored stuff in there along with the blue gray.
Gotta get